Cole on the line in Warwick. G'day, Cole.
How are you going?
Mate, really good. What have you almost choked on?
I haven't, but my daughter did. It was a baby green tree frog got squashed in the door jamb between the door and the jamb anyway. She was walking around on the floor and she'd gone quiet. And it's like, well, that was unusual. So I went in the kitchen and here she was sitting at the door. And you could see her back going weird. I thought, what's going on here? And I had a look and she was a bit blue in the face. And I opened up the mouth and I could see this black thing. I thought, what the hell's that? So I put exactly what Inky did, put my finger in her mouth and I pulled out this little baby dried up leathery green tree frog that
you're
chewing.
Yeah, right. The remnants of an old dried up skeleton-y one.
Yeah. I still had the skin on it. It had just gone
leathery. Oh! Yeah. Isn't it amazing the things kids put in their mouths?
Oh, yeah. Everything goes in their mouth.
Oh, hell yeah. It's not the weirdest thing she ever ate either.
It's not.
Janelle, what have you almost choked on?
Good morning, guys. I've had surgery, basically, and I have been unable to eat solid food for like 2.5 years because it all went south.
Right.
And one night, we're having a huge big get-together here for my son, who's going back to uni in Sydney, and decided that we'd have a big barbecue. So I went, oh, that steak smells so good. I just want a tiny little taste of a piece. So I did, and I choked on it. I was basically dying in front of my two sons. One son, who didn't know what to do, was doing the Mrs. Doubtfire. The
oh, yes.
Oh, God.
The other one pushed him out of the way and said, you don't do that. You do upward thrust on the back.
Was it a bit of gristle? Was it like a gristly?
Steak. No. Actually, a tiny piece of steak. My son, mate, basically saved my life because he'd done a first aid course.
Well, well done. Thank God you're still alive, Janelle.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I annoy you two every day.
Nay, in Edmonton, was it you that choked?
Yeah, it was. So I think I was maybe about 7 and I actually choked on a large piece of ice.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, so we were all sort of at a family barbecue and big esky with big chunks of ice. And I thought, well, I just want to have a piece of that. I'm going to suck on a piece of that ice. And everyone was outside. I've taken the piece of ice and all of a sudden it's just shot out of my hand as I was holding it straight down my throat.
Oh, okay.
And I started panicking. So I'm just basically slapping the bench, like saying, you know, someone help me, I can't breathe right now.
Jeez.
And it was actually my sister. She looked at me from outside and she was like, Mom, I think Naomi's choking. And yeah, then my dad came in, basically started smacking me on the back. And in the end, he just had to reach down and try and pull it out.
It wouldn't have melted in time.
No.
No, it wasn't going to melt anytime fast. It was quite a large piece of ice. So
yeah.
Are you now, when you eat ice, are you now very cautious?
I don't, and I don't let, I tried, I say the same thing to my kids. They see it and they go, oh, yeah, piece of ice. And I'm like, you're not eating ice. Don't touch the ice.